let's do the big boy sports recap Wednesday edition brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
Yeah, the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, they did. And this is strange. Gonsolin goes in there. 1 2/3 is all he made it. I'm not sure why they took him out. One earned run. But they took him out early in the last game, too.
You think they were just trying to preserve him for potentially a game 7? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
You know, I'm not sure. But the Dodgers, this was just the strangest night. It starts out with Rosarina homer.
Yeah, first of all, that first inning, that could have been way worse for the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
They got out of that fairly unscathed compared to what it could have been.
And then they scored 2 in the 6th to make it 2-1 Dodgers. Then Mookie Betts hits a home run in the 8th to go up 3-1, and that's how it ends. No, it's not. Justin Turner tests positive for... This is a confusing story. He tests positive during the game.
Yeah, they got his results to him during the game. That's just bizarre.
So they pull him. I'm very confused by this. And then he was told to isolate. But no, he comes out on the field after the game and celebrates with his teammates with no masks, takes pictures with his wife, kisses his wife, stands next to his manager who beat cancer 10 years ago.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Here's the big question, because now, I mean, they wouldn't be celebrating, but what happened if the Rays win? Would they all have to isolate for 14 days before they can play the next game?
I don't know.
We'll never know that answer, but like the strangest ending after 59 days straight of no cases in the whole Major League Baseball. And they're in a bubble for the World Series.
Yeah. 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 I don't even know what to say about that. I will say this. The only thing, it's been 32 years for the LA Dodgers since they won a World Series.
And they've been in 3 of the last 4.
Remember Tommy Lasorda?
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Gibson on his bad knees. 32 years, 3-1 win for the Dodgers. You know, congratulations. You spent $221 million to buy a World Series over a $28 million franchise. So whatever that's worth.
And whatever. Corey Seager, most valuable player of the World Series and the NLCS. That does not happen very often. So
I actually would be interested if you want to do that homework tonight. When's the last time that happened? And how many times has it happened? Because I agree with you. That's very rare to see that happen.
Yeah.
He was on fire.
Well,
man.
The last Dodger to do it was in 1988, and it was Oral Hershiser.
All right. Well, that's all I really have to say about that.
And they are favored to repeat in 2021.
You don't say.
Well, gee, I wonder how much money do they have?
Can we go to my Detroit Lions so I can actually get excited about something?
Yeah.
I don't know how excited to be about this, but it is something, and I'm going to be excited. I don't really know. But for those that have been living under a rock or just don't care about Lions news, they have finalized a deal with the Dallas Cowboys for a 6th-round draft pick to be sent to Dallas for?
I don't know.
Defensive end Everson Griffin.
I don't care.
You told me this last night.
I know, but it was a Lions. I don't care.
Okay, fine.
Everson Griffin's not having a good year, by the way. You better hope he turns it around a little bit.
A lot of people in Dallas aren't having a good year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good players, so we'll
yeah,
see what
that's
happens.
A really good point.
We'll see what happens. All right, fine. Let's go to your Packers.
Oh, the big rumor. Not rumor, because it was reported by ESPN that the Packers are in talks with the Texans right now to not only get J.J. Watt.
Wait, what? No, I heard wide receiver Will Fuller.
Will Fuller also, both of them, they're in talks.
I saw nothing on J.J. Watt.
I'll show you. I got a notification on my phone earlier, you know? And Will Fuller is their number one receiver. And he's having a really...
I know he was the number one draft pick.
He's having a really good year because he's on my fantasy team.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's on my fantasy team.
He's not having a decent year. He's not having a great
year.
Let
me just clarify something for those of you out there that play fantasy football. It's not that I'm anti-fantasy football. It's just that I really like making fun of Steve because he's a dork. So,
okay. So this is going to make you appreciate fantasy football a little bit. This is the best story I've heard and the worst story for this guy. A stat correction that changed a sack into a tackle in the loss in the Bears-Rams game cost a 41-year-old insurance agent in St. Louis $997,000.
Well, that had to be on FanDuel or
DraftKings.
DraftKings. Yeah, I was going to say that couldn't have been just.
He was winning $1 million because of that sack, and then the NFL changed that sack to a tackle. So he went from $1 million to $3,000.
Did you see the play?
No.
I would really like to really actually see that.
He looked at his computer screen. It says, I just won a $1 million first prize. And then, stat correction. Oh,
that's a kick in the you-know-what.
Yeah, that's not.
What if that was you? We'd have to put you on suicide watch.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, the Texans have closed their facility because of a positive COVID-19 test. Hopefully it's not J.J. Watt or Will Fuller.
Yeah, right? Anything else, my friend?
Well, I mean, we got the Dolphins signing a 2-year extension to Adam Shahan, who is a tight end. You ever heard of him? $7.85 million.
Must be a pretty decent one, then.
And the Cincinnati Bengals told Carlos Dunlap to stay home.
Yes, I did see that.
And then, just a few minutes ago, they traded him to the Seahawks. So, I mean, seriously, stay home. We're in the middle of trying to trade you. I mean, it wasn't even official that he was traded yet. Stay home.
I got nothing else, man. It's a light Wednesday, and I really don't care about the World Series. I'm still butthurt about the Dodgers buying a World Series victory. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Buying one.
Wait, there's no salary cap in Major League Baseball. The rich win.
Yeah. You didn't have a little bit of the Red Wing news. Didn't we have some Red Wing news?
Tyler Bertuzzi,
1 year, was awarded one-year $3.5 million deal by the arbitrator.
All right, Big Boy Sports Recap.
Marquette Big Boy.
Good luck on the Wolf Fuller, J.J. Watt thing.
Yeah.
Hope they don't have COVID. It's the Outdoor Show.